Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the Stinking Truth.
Nothing has felt right with the Dallas Cowboys going back to August, September, you know, even in training camp. It's just like something felt off, you know, and now the misery just keeps piling up. Dak Prescott's going to be out a minimum of 4 weeks with that hamstring injury. I mean, are we at a situation right now? Is your advice to the Cowboys, to Cowboy fans watching right now? Hey, man, tank, just tank, write this season off. And start all over?
Well, I don't know about tank. I mean, I would sell, but they're a buyer. They just got Jonathan Mingo from the Carolina Panthers, who really, you know, was a second round pick, but really hasn't had any success. Of course, there's been, you know, the quarterback situation there with Bryce Young and everything else. So he hasn't really produced. But like, what makes you think all of a sudden he's going to come to Dallas and produce or do something for you? Like that to me signifies we're in this for the future. Mm-hmm. Like you're basically saying, if you're the Cowboys, hey guys, we're not going to win this year, but here's a young receiver that hasn't been developed yet. Maybe he's good. Here's the other thing for the Dallas Cowboys. Like, where do you go from here? Because Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones aren't going anywhere. They're the ones that are required to put your team together. That's not going to change. And Mike McCarthy's probably not going to be head coach next year. So, I mean, like right now, what do you do from here? And remember this offseason, you mentioned this, and I think it's really key. Like they couldn't get a deal done early. They shuffled their feet and they waited on CeeDee Lamb, right? It took a long time for CeeDee Lamb to become a part of that team, missed the training camp. Then the day of the first game of the season, I believe, they signed in the locker room Dak Prescott before the first game. Like, what are we doing? you know you're going to get him signed. And the whole thing about signing a guy a year early as opposed to signing a guy a year late, setting the market a year early, because everybody's going to usurp it, and then all of a sudden it's going to become a decent deal, right? So, like, nothing seemed to work. They didn't address their free agent needs. I mean, Derrick Henry made it apparent that he wanted to go to Dallas. Well, they didn't sign a running back. They signed Zeke Elliott. By the way, I just did a Tennessee game. You know who's a really, really good player? Tony Pollard.
Oh, yep.
He's a really, really good player. And oh, by the way, he didn't practice last week because he had a foot injury, and he came in and rushed for over 100 yards and caught the ball, and he motions out of the backfield. I mean, the guy's a really solid football player. You know what? He'd look good. He'd look good in a Dallas Cowboy uniform. Oh, what? We can't get that guy. I mean, Micah Parsons comes out and says, we need help on the defensive line. We need another linebacker. We need some defensive help. And Jerry Jones listened to that? No. He said, I'm all in. I'm not going to do anything, but I'm all in. Like, I'm all in. When it comes to the Cowboys, we are on full steam. He's like the – Jerry Jones is the captain of the Titanic. Full steam ahead. There's no icebergs in this water. all the way down to the bottom of the ocean. So, I just like – Dallas is done. They're spent. They're in cap purgatory. And I just don't understand. They just don't have a plan.
Let's get back some winning teams. Buffalo, 7-2, before the season began, you know, we were talking about, has there been too much changeover with the Bills, and has maybe their window of opportunity closed? Boy, right now, were these you know, subtractions, additions, and all that kind of thing? I mean, yeah. did they actually bring back a better team by losing players that we thought might hurt them?
I really think they did. I think they became less dependent on their quarterback and more dependent as a football team. Mm. And I think that's a legitimate, like, that's a really, really good thing. And, you know, what I mean by that is when you have, you know, a lot of talent outside the numbers, you got to feed that talent.
Yeah.
And they just feel like a much more unselfish football team. And it always felt to me, Mike, from a coaching standpoint, that when it came to Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills and Sean McDermott, it always felt like they'd be in these close games and they had been balanced. I'll go back to their game against the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. They're a balanced football team, and they're really beating up the Chiefs early in that game. And then all of a sudden the Chiefs do what the Chiefs do, and they make some plays and they come back and they tie it or get the lead or however it went down. And then it was all of a sudden, it was like push the chips to Josh Allen and go, Josh, go win this game for us. Go. We're going to quit coaching. And this feels like a different version of the Buffalo Bills. Yes, Josh is still incredibly important, but they're valuing running the ball. They're valuing being balanced. They're valuing spreading the ball out to multiple receivers. And this is a better version of the Buffalo Bills. I do believe Josh Allen threw his first interception last week. The first interception last week, a guy that has had turnover difficulties at times in the red zone and fumble, his first turnover of the season was last week. I mean, that's saying something about balance and about a change of philosophical approach as an offense for Buffalo. So I just think they're a much better football team. They got Amari Cooper at the trade deadline. You know, they're unselfish. They run the ball. They're more balanced. Their offensive coordinator, I think Joe Brady, I think it's helped him out considerably to not just have to hang the whole thing on Josh Allen and go win us football games, Josh. And I think they're a better football team because of it.
Here in Denver, we were focused on Broncos Ravens. So having a chance to really watch Baltimore closely. Wow, Mark, what a performance. What a flex by the Ravens. Lamar Jackson, 280 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, a perfect quarterback rating. Derrick Henry goes for over 100 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Zay Flowers, big day receiving, 140 yards plus, a couple of touchdowns. I know this is a team that's carrying some postseason demons around right now, but man, if there was ever a year that the Ravens were going to break through, boy, it seems like they've got the team to do it this year.
Yeah, they have such an unbelievable formula on the offensive side of the ball. And now defensively, they've had some issues. You know, they were going into that game the worst rated pass defense in all the National Football League. But part of that is, you know, they're so good on the offensive side of the ball. And because they score a lot on the offensive side of the ball, they make you kind of one-dimensional. And you got to throw the ball against them. And so, you know, then if you have a lead, you're going to play, you know, you're going to slough off on defense, play the chains, you know, make them throw it underneath. So you're going to compile some empty stats, some empty yardage. You know, that's going to happen. So that's part of it. But listen, man, they have a formula right now. Their first two games where they lost the first two games of the season, they were throwing it 35, 40 times a game, whatever it was, right? And we're all screaming on television and on radio, you got to run the ball. You got to run the ball. You got to run the ball. You got Derrick Henry for a reason. Remember Derrick Henry in game one had like 15 carries or 14 mm-hmm. carries or something like that. Dude, they have found this formula. Give it to Derrick Henry. Run the snot out of the ball. And, you know, and limit the number of passes you have to throw to maybe, you know, 20, 22, 24. I mean, I think last week, I think Lamar was 16 of 19 for 280 yards. Like, they've got a great formula right now. And as long as they adhere to that formula where they're going to run the football, run the snot out of the football, set up their play action stuff, get their one-on-ones on the outside because you're bringing that eighth man in the box. I'm telling you, it's just going to work. And They're killing it right now. Offensively, they are a juggernaut, and they're so big and so physical. You know, they're going to line up in those two tight end formations. They've got Derrick Henry at 6'3", 250 pounds. It can outrun any DB in the National Football League. So they give you this perception of, we're just going to bully the snot out of you, and they do that. But because they bully like that, so many times they get the one-on-ones on the outside. And teams, you know, teams are trying to play that. And Lamar gets that one-on-one on the outside, man. He has been deadly. So, and all that said, Mike, and he's the leading candidate probably for the MVP and everything out. All that said, none of that matters. He can win the MVP, yep. Whoop-de-doo. He can be great, and they can win the, you know, they can be the number one seed like they were last year. They probably won't, but they could be. Whoop-de-doo, doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is winning the AFC and representing the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Because everything else to them is a lost season. And I love the expectations. And those should be there. Those should be the expectations of the Baltimore Ravens. It is Super Bowl or bust. Nothing else will do.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right. Well, speaking of bust, my picks last week were a bust. Terrible.
You're correct. You're correct. You were 1-2 terrible. Last week.
You were
after gloating because I was 1-2 the week before and you know, and you were 2-1 and you just like, here comes my comeback. Like a bull in a china closet.
Yeah, I know.
And of course I went 3-0 and you went 1-2 again. And it's just my picks right now. And we'll do this later on in the week, but I am 18-8-1.
If people followed you from the start, you'd be making them serious bucks.
18-8-1. Yeah. Of course, if I had to put my own money down on my picks right now, I'd be 8-18-1.
Right.
If I was actually wagering on my picks. So anyhow, that's the way it goes.
Hey, by the way, show off that haircut again of yours. Look at that.
Yeah, karma's tough. I made fun of the Raiders owner, Mark Davis. You know, I made fun of his haircut. And then I went into the barbershop and a lot of Russian barbers. I don't know what the deal is in New York. I got my eye on you Russian barbers in New York. But I went in and said, hey, just the number 3, I just want it trimmed up. You know, I just like, I don't like it to look like it was cut, right? Because I'm on TV every day. I didn't say that to him, but that's what I said. I said, I just want it trimmed. I don't want it to look like it was cut. Right. Number 3, he goes, oh, 3, not short enough. I go, wait, dude, this is my hair. This is what I want, 3. And he's like, I mean, smelling a potato vodka, I'm sure. I didn't really actually smell his breath. But, you know, I mean, it might not have been Russian. Eastern European, though, for sure. Block sure. country. Block. Don't trust it.
Yeah.
And then he just goes, and I'm like, okay, I guess we're going shorter than a 3. Like it was my hair. And so anyhow, such is life. Yeah, it's pretty short, Mike.
Wow.
Pretty.
On TV,
but it'll grow.
On TV, did they put like a side-by-side, you and Jack Nicholson, Colonel Jessup, and a few good men? I mean, I see no...
Yeah.
You know, different.
You want me on that wall.
Right,
you need me on that wall.
Right, I ordered the gold rammer.
There you go.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.